Good morning. This is Focus 580. It's our telephone talk program. My name is Jack Brighton. Very glad you could listen today. During this hour of the show, we'll be doing something I think very special. We'll be having a musical performance and discussion of Indian classical music, and we're very fortunate to have with us three premier musicians from India. Ulhas Kashalkar is a vocalist, and he has very quickly established himself at a relatively young age as one of the premier vocalists all over India in the Gwalior Gharana of Khyal singing. This is a style of music. We'll talk about what that means during this hour as we also hear some of the performances. We're also joined by Arwin Thatte. He is known all over India as one of the most competent accompanists on the harmonium. And the harmonium is a box that has keys and is driven by air. And it's often used as an accompanying instrument to various other types of musical performances, but also is a solo instrument in other contexts, and we'll talk about that and hear some of that. Also on tabla, we have with us Suresh Talwalkar, and he is also a master tabla player. They are in Champaign-Urbana to take part in a performance tomorrow evening at Smith Music Hall, 7:30 p.m. Smith Music Hall is on the campus of the University of Illinois on Matthews, and that performance is open to the public. You need to get tickets, but you can certainly do so. And so we'll mention that again during this hour. We will be hearing them perform and talking about their music. And we are also breaking in the new performance studio here in Campbell Hall. This is a new feature that we have as part of this new building. We will hopefully be having more live musical performances here. And unfortunately, at this point, we cannot take phone calls, as we usually do on the show, because we just simply don't have the phone lines. So I have to apologize to people who would like to call. Your comments after the show would be welcome, but during the show, we can't do that. With that, let's ask our guests to start with an initial performance, and then we'll do some talking.
First, I will present Raga Bhairav. This is a morning Raga.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
This is Rag Bhairav. This is morning melody. Hindustani music is based on raga. Raga means there are 12 notes. Out of 12 notes, there are some notes. For example, in Bhairav, sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, all 7 notes. And sa re ga ma 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 re re sa da 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 ba. This is typical Bhairav pronunciation.
Wonderful. Well, that was just amazing.
And tal was a teen tal, 16 beats tal.
Tal refers to rhythm. Rhythmic structure, rhythm. How do you help me with some definitions?
Tal means rhythm, yeah.
Yes.
16 beats.
Mm-hmm.
Means na din din da da din din da da din din da da din din. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9.
That is what is the picture. 1 2 3 1 2 3 9 10 11 12 13 14 15.
Different ragas have different rhythms or groups of rhythms? No.
Different composition has different
yes.
Rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah. Means, for example, teen tal of 16 beats, jap tal 10 beats, jhumra 14 beats. But rag will be same.
Oh, I see. Okay, so raga is a particular type of composition.
Raga is a combination of notes. And Indian music, there is some notes, same notes, but different raga.
Mm-hmm.
I will give an example.
Okay.
For example, sa re ga pa dha. This is bhoop rag. Rag bhoop.
Okay.
And the same notes, rag deskar. Sa dha pa dha ga pa ga pa dha. This is different melody. Dha sa pa pa da ga pa da dha pa ga. And rag bhoop. Dha sa re ga re pa 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 ga. There is difference in mood of rag.
Mm-hmm.
Jack,
yes.
Rag has scale, but scale is not raga. Raga has own personality. And with the same scale, sa re ga pa dha, these 5 notes, we have 3 different ragas. First he has sung deskar and also bhoop. This deskar is morning melody. Generally we, North Indian music, we sing a morning melody, raga. And bhoop is evening melody. But also there is the jayat.
Jayat, pahadi. Pahadi is also one raga. The same notes.
Same scale. But raga has a vadi sawadi. Main
notes.
Important notes.
Okay.
So accordingly,
this bhoop, the importance is for ga.
Ga.
Dha sa re ga. Again, we will say ga. Ga re pa ga. Dha pa ga re ga. So there will be ga. But in when we sing Deskar, sa dha pa da. Sa da ba da ga ba da dha pa ga sa dha. So this is the difference.
And these are very strong personalities. Even then, everybody can in India, they can easily recognize this is Ghoop and this is the Scar. Even then, same scale.
I see.
And similar personality Talas has. Tal, 14-bit rhythm cycle, we have four different Talas. One is Dipchandi. One is Dhamar, one is Ada Chautal, and one is Jhumra. So same cycle, 14 beats, we have four different talas. With similar, tala has own personality, own structure. So this is our rag and tala system, we Indian music.
Yeah.
So based on rag tala system.
Do certain ragas go with certain talas, or are they... Can you vary the combination? How do they fit together?
No, with the melody.
Yes.
And with the compositions, what singer, vocalist, mm-hmm. want to say particular compositions length and that compositions personality. With that length, that tal enter with that composition.
Let me just reintroduce our guests this morning. During this hour, Focus 580, we're talking with three master Indian classical musicians, Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar, Arwin Thate, and Suresh Tawakar. They are respectively vocalist, harmonium player, and tabla player, and they're all highly esteemed musicians in their country and also travel quite a bit around the world, and we're fortunate to have them here in Champaign-Urbana with us here on the show and also tomorrow evening at Smith Music Hall at 7:30. Folks can get tickets to attend that. Let me ask you to talk about the origins of this music. We're talking about music that is very old.
Yeah, our Indian music is very old, and it was in the temple first, and then there are many different.
It has been described from mythology also.
Yeah.
So the ragas are essentially music that is thousands of years old. I mean, how is this tradition rooted in Indian history? Where does it come from, and
was in the temple first.
Yeah, yeah.
It has come with the Guru Shishya Parampara. It has come from the Guru Shishya Parampara.
Teacher and student
system. Teaching system.
Yes.
This is the traditional system. The student will live with his teacher for, say, 10 years, 15 years, and then he will learn.
And that's how
this is the tradition.
There were
no colleges, schools. Nowadays, there are some colleges, schools of music.
But it's more of a craft a craft that is passed on from masters to students.
Yeah, mouth to mouth.
And on through the generations. How many generations would you say this has? I mean, I don't expect you to answer with a number, but I mean a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
Yeah.
Earlier there was the Drupad Dhamar style. Means now we perform this khayal. Means, from last 200 or 300 years.
Mm.
But before that, there were all singers of Dhamar and Drupad. Now it has changed.
Mm-hmm. But
Ragdari Sangeeti was same.
Yeah.
Drupad Dhamar also, it was Ragdari Sangeet. And previous Drupad Dhamar, there was a Prabandha Sangeet. Mm. We called Prabandha. So this is rag, sangeet is the main factor of Indian music.
Okay.
Rag and tal.
Could you talk about the compositions each there are compositions. I mean, I've seen some of your CDs and tapes, many of which are 20, 30 minutes long. What does a composition consist of? Are there different ragas in each composition, and how do you go about choosing?
There are many compositions in a rag, and we can elaborate what we want, because this is a spontaneous, we can compose.
Yes.
Only the notes are fixed, and the raga structure is fixed, but what to sing, it is not fixed in our music.
Music is improvisation music, our music is. But improvisation has certain rules and regulations.
Yeah, there are various schools.
With the frame, we have to improvise. With the frame.
Yeah.
In vocal music, there are four or five styles, which say Gwalior Gharana. Gharana means schools.
Okay.
So their style is fixed, how they will develop the rag, how they will develop the composition. It is fixed.
Hmm. But there's a lot of room for improvisation.
Actually, basic compositions you can finish within 2 minutes or 3 minutes or even 1 minute. But we can elaborate it for an hour or hour and a half.
Or longer.
Yeah.
Longer.
Yeah. It depends on the creativity of the artist.
Sure. Yeah.
Composition will be very short.
Yeah. Well, this is probably a very poor analogy, but I'm thinking of in jazz and in bebop music.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the band will play the head, you know, once or twice, and then, you know, just go from there, and then come back to the theme. Is this similar?
Yeah. But the only thing, rag and tal has certain boundary lines.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot say whatever, we cannot break even ragas.
Yes.
So we have to stick up with that.
There are rules of each rag. What can we do? What should not we do?
Our music is improvisational music, but within the frame.
I understand.
Okay. I will give example. Rag Todi. Sa re ga. This is rag todi, but if we say ni sa ma ma ga, same notes ni sa ma ga ma ba, we can't do this because this will be multani.
The
rag will be todi and multani are separate rags.
Let me ask you also about the lyrical content. You're singing. What are you singing? I mean, what is it that is there a meaning to the words that you're singing?
Of course, they have meaning.
Yes.
It has meaning.
Yeah, ragas has own mood.
Ah.
No, lyrical.
Lyrical.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a poetry, short poetry. You know, it has some meaning.
Uh huh.
Maybe
about God.
God.
Or,
maybe with love. Maybe with nature. There are different kind of poetry.
Kinds of compositions.
Okay. Are those also inherited with the ragas, or do you write the lyrical content of what you perform also? You understand? Is this?
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Traditional.
This traditional lyrical content. Okay. Well, very good.
There are some new compositions.
Mm, mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I read a little bit about your work in particular is that you are considered innovative in the way that you put your compositions together and perform. And the boundary for me between tradition and innovation is unclear. And I wonder if you could talk about that.
I sing this Gwalior style, means very old style of traditional style of Indian music, the first style of khayal singing. So there are two, three other styles also, means Jaipur style and Agra style, Kirana styles. So there are various styles of singing. I belong to Gwalior and this Jaipur, Agra.
Do you combine those in a way that is different?
No, I don't make new raga.
Okay. By the way,
there are so many ragas already.
So the variations are endless. In terms of a composition or performance, when you combine the elements, the ragas and
There are some combinations of ragas.
Yeah. Okay.
Means we call it Jod Rag. Mixture of two ragas, mixture of three ragas,
yes.
Four ragas. You want to listen some? I will. This is mixture of two ragas, Indol and Bahar. So, Saga Madha. Sama pagama medanisa. This is Bahar. So now I will mix both rag and that will be one rag.
This
is also traditional,
huh?
Okay.
That's very, very...
I want to give answer of what you asked.
Okay.
To Laje. He has learned major three schools, Gwalior, Agra, and Jaipur.
Mm-hmm.
And because he has taken a proper training of three schools. And when he performs, he can easily go with... Same bandish, he can go to Jaipur and he can go to Agra. So, he made a different personage.
Yes, yes.
That is new things. That's very unusual things. And with the traditions, we expect with the tradition, new things comes.
Yes.
Then people in India, they accept. Not absolutely new thing, nobody expect.
Right, but that's how the music evolves.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask, by the way, for listeners, before I proceed, the tone you hear in the background is an electronic device which generates this drone tone that not only helps tune instruments, but also, as you were explaining,
This is Tanpura, we say.
Yes.
Electronic Tanpura.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays it is available in India. This is the main note, means basic notes. it provides basic notes. We start from Sharja. This is the basic. So
we would say
that,
tonic.
Yeah, it provides that sound.
Mm-hmm. Generally in India we don't use this.
We use the big size of tanpura.
Yes, this stringed instrument.
Yeah, string. We like this sound.
It provides the frame of reference. And every note we sing or we play, it is to be compared with that frame of reference.
I understand. Well, let me ask Arwin Thate to talk about the harmonium. This is a small portable keyboard, it looks like to me, with a bellows on the back.
Yeah.
And could you, maybe I could ask you to talk about its role in Indian classical music. Is this also something that has been around for a very long time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is there for a long time. And it has vibrating metal strips, mm-hmm. that produce the sound with the help of the air and the bellows. And normally, basically, it is tempered scale tuning. Mm-hmm. But in Indian classical music, we don't use tempered tuning. So we have to tune it according to our music. We tune it and then we use with the singers or for our solo also. We have to tune it differently. Normally, tempered scale, the notes we use, they are irrational multiples of each other. Speaking mathematically,
right.
They are irrational multiples of each other. Mm-hmm. But in Indian classical music, our notes are rational multiples of Shadja. That is.
So you don't use a 12-tone scale as we do here.
Yeah.
For the people may know this, but if you listen to a piano, A is 440 hertz, but it's multiple, theoretically, is 880, and you would just go up there, up the octaves. But because our ears are as they are in Western music, they have to be adjusted so that they're not quite multiples exactly.
Yeah.
So in terms of physics, the Western 12-tone scale is not perfect.
Not perfect.
But we hear it as correct, just because we've become accustomed to it.
Right.
Yeah. But in Indian music, you don't use that. You use a microtonal sort of scale. Could you talk about that?
Actually, we use more than 12 notes.
Yes.
We use more than 12 notes. Once we fix our first note, that is Do, Sharja, we use more than 12 multiples of that in different melodies. For example, in Bhairav, we have flat Rishabh, second note, Rishabh. We call it. And in Todi also we have flat second note. But both will be different.
I see. It's not like a major or minor second. It's as we would
so
call it.
Actually we use 22 or more than that also.
Mm-hmm. I will give you an example.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
In Rag Todi. And in Bhairav, Bhanisare. This is the difference. In both Rishabh, the second note.
I think to many of our ears here in the United States, the differences are very subtle, but I definitely can hear them. It's very interesting. Well, we're not growing short on time yet, but we are about 15 minutes before the end of the program, and there's so much I would like to ask, but also would like to hear some more. Let me just reintroduce our guests. During this hour, Focus 580, we're doing a special live performance of Indian classical music from three masters who are visiting here in Champaign-Urbana. Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar is a vocalist, and he's accompanied by Arwin Thate on harmonium and Suresh Tawalkar on tabla. And let me again mention the three will be performing at Smith Music Hall tomorrow evening at 7:30. And I neglected to give out the phone number if folks would like to get tickets. You should call 351-5990. That's 217 area code 351-5990 or 355-8799. And if you didn't get those numbers written down, you can always call here and we'll give you the information after the program. I'd like to maybe have a little bit more of an example of the harmonium before we take too much more time. We have something recorded on CD, and the harmonium, Arwind, is often an accompanying instrument.
Yeah.
But can also be a solo instrument.
Yeah.
It can be a solo instrument. Actually, I look at it like this.
Yes.
It is a different medium that I have.
Yes.
That produces musical sound. So we have to look at it independently.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear some recorded material? And I think this is a track off a CD. I'm not sure what's on this. Maybe we should listen to it and you can talk about it after we hear it.
Okay.
Well, Arwind, what would you say about that piece?
This was a tappa called composition. This composition is called tappa. It is in rag khamaj, and it was based in 16-bit cycle, but it's Punjabi called. It's called Punjabi tal, Punjabi theka. It was in that. It's a little bit different type of composition. The origin is from folk, Punjabi folk. Punjab is a state from India.
Yes.
And the origin is from Punjabi folk. But now it is well established in classical music also. It has its different style.
I wish we had time to listen to a lot more. We ran out of time so quickly. And I want to make sure that we also talk with Pandit Suresh Ji about the tabla, which I think most people would know are a pair of drums, hand drums, that are quite common in Indian music. And maybe, if you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about the tabla tradition and the role of tabla in music.
Well, this tabla instrument is not very old. Its father instrument is pakhavas. Hmm. And this about 300 years old instrument. Tabla. This right hand drum we call tabla, and left hand drum we call baya. It's baya is the bass drum, and this is the tabla, and both we call it a tabla. So it has a language. This instrument has language. it has certain alphabets, just like a right hand drum, na, ta, trak, din, taran, and semin left for two g, and kat, these two for left. So together we say dha, dhage, dha dha titakita, dha tirikita taka, dhage tita, kar dha tita, dhage traka, din nagin, dha tarikita naka tarikita taka tarikita dha, dha tarikita taka tarikita taka tarikita dha. So these are first words, then phrase, and then full compositions. This is like we have language. This drum has own language. We have compositions form, basic forms, like a peshkar, kaida, rela, gat, tukda. These are many forms, and each form has many compositions. We have also six rules. First is Dilli, then Delhi, Ajrana, Farukabad, Lucknow, Banaras, and Punjab. These six schools, each school has own language, own forms, own style, and there are compositions. There are two divisions of the compositions. One is a improvisation form, expandable compositions, and other is non-expandable compositions form. So expandable compositions we call as a gat, peshkar, kaida, and rela. This is the, we can expand with this compositions form. And others, gat, tukda, paran, tihai, chakradar, farmaish chakradar, mukda, tihai. These are non-expandable compositions, and we have these great traditions. It has come mainly, language is come from father instruments, pakhavas. So this is the language, and we have rhythmic side very powerful. Very powerful. We have similar talas, many talas, and tala has very complicated mathematical approach also. Mm-hmm. If we are to play this fourth, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, this is 3 bits rhythm cycle. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So in 4, I am saying in 3 bits. Mm-hmm. Equally.
Sure.
So we can say 5 in 4, we can say 4 in 5, just like I will say, na, then this is 10 bit rhythm cycle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 1. So we have very complicated rhythmic approach also, like a microtone notes you heard.
Yes.
So this is very rhythmic mathematical approach also.
I wish we had more time. We're growing close to the end here. We only have about 2 or 3 minutes left, I'm sorry to say. There's much more I'd like to ask you about. Let me say, while we have time, that our guests here will be performing in concert. I'll give out the phone number one more time if people would like to get tickets. They will be performing tomorrow evening, Friday the 25th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Smith Music Hall. And tickets you can get by calling Champaign-Urbana 351-5990 or 355-8799. And maybe as we as we end the hour, I could ask you to play another composition, and I'm sorry that we can't talk longer, but I really appreciate your time here. And again, we're talking with Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar, Pandit Suresh Tawakar, and Pandit Arwin Thate. And to all three of you, I want to say thanks while I have the time. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe we could close the hour by asking you to play another composition. Yeah.